maybe you've been locked down with COVID. You can't go out. You can't meet up with people. You've started to just live online. Maybe you've been making more online purchases or looking at trying to free up some funds from your super. But if you then started been getting like little odd messages or emails or even phone calls asking for your details on something or wanting you to participate with a survey or a gift card at the end of it, well, it could be a scam. And in the last month or so, the ACCC have found a huge uptick in complaints about these scammers who are pretty darn good at getting your personal information. In response, the ACCC have been running their new ScamWatch program. And I asked the deputy chair of the ACCC, Delia Rickard, how she defined a scam.
A scam is when somebody tries to con you out of your money or your personal information. And most scams these days are trying to get both your money and your personal information.
And the reason they need that is...
I presume you're asking about personal information here.
Yes.
Your personal information so that they can pretend to be you. They want enough information so that they can open bank accounts in your names, take out phone plans in your names, run up credit in your name. At the moment, what we're seeing with COVID-19 is they're collecting personal information in the hope of being able to access some of the various financial assistance programs that are around as a result of COVID, whether it's the early access to super or access to some of the funding that's been made available for people who genuinely need it and is doing it tough.
A lot of these things seem to be getting much more professional in their approach in nefarious ways, but it's different to what it's been in previous years. Do you agree?
Look, every year, for decades now, scamming has become more and more professional. It is big business, it is organised crime, it is international, and it operates on an enormous scale. And these people are ever more tech proficient, they are technology experts, and they harness new technology to make themselves more efficient.
I have only just recently got the NBN on where I am, but I noticed that around that time, I had a number of weird calls, worrying calls about not being able to get the service, about trying to change over to a new service, all that sort of thing. How do they know all this? What are they doing?
Well, scammers are professionals, so they will track where the NBN's rolling out and they will then target households in that area and try and con you into giving them money. We get hundreds of complaints about NBN scams each week. NBN themselves, for Scam Awareness Week, has got a whole lot of terrific new educational products around scams available on their website. And, you know, they do their homework. They inevitably attach scams to topical issues. So with the bushfires over the summer, we saw a whole increase in charity scams. With COVID-19, we've seen increases in government impersonation scams, online shopping scams, and with the rollout of the NBN, again, they see this as an opportunity to con people into giving them their money. Now, the reality is, with the rollout of NBN, your communications is with your retail service provider, not with the NBN.
So I suppose the thing there is that, you know, if you think that it is the NBN but you're not sure, you try and contact them yourself and say, hey, you know, were you contacting me or not?
Look, that is the golden rule, because what the reality is, scammers constantly hide behind trusted identities, whether it's the NBN, Telstra, bank, government, department. So if you get a contact, whether it's a phone call, a text, something on one of the online messaging platforms or an email, you really can't know who they are because they do perfect imitations of whoever they're impersonating. So if you think it's true, don't use the contact details in their communication. Do a Google search, use a phone book if you've still got one, get an old bill or something, and call up and say, look, I've had this contact. Is it real or not? And often if you go to their website, they will tell you about scams impersonating them at the moment. So that's a quicker way of doing it.
And what's the information that they currently need to say impersonate you online, because there's a lot more things you can do online. People say, oh, you know, go to the website and you can do everything there. You know, suddenly you've got a new electricity provider or something. What is it that you need to really think about protecting?
It's a long list, let me tell you, but you need to think about protecting all your financial information, so all your bank account information, your super information, number one. They want to get things like your driver's license, your passport number, your Medicare number, copies of household bills, etc., so they can pass the 100-point test to open accounts in your name. They also want to get answers to the sorts of questions that banks and others ask you so that they can check if it's you, if you've forgotten your password, for instance, and you contact them. So that you'll find that they often have online quizzes, surveys, which they promise you a gift card for or something if you fill in the survey. And in amongst a whole range of innocuous questions, you have your mother's maiden name, name of your first pet, those questions which are regularly asked. And it's all of those online surveys, can I tell you, they are a very bad idea. They're inevitably either scammers or marketing companies. And we have to learn that our personal information is really valuable.
With the lockdown, and particularly in Victoria, and what we've also had elsewhere in Australia, the incidence seems to have gone up a lot. I think July was a very bad month, wasn't it?
Look, it's gone up enormously. I think last time I looked, which was at the beginning of the week, actually end of last week, we're up to 93.5 million reported loss just to the ACCC at Scamwatch. And we know that only about 10-13% of people report to us. So we've seen a huge explosion in scams. And we think part of it is people are at home. We're online a lot. A lot of people aren't used to being online and looking for these telltale signs. We're doing online shopping a lot, and for things we don't normally buy, like personal protective equipment, and we are being exposed to scams. And I think a lot of people are really very stressed, and we all know, you know, our brains don't function quite as well when we're truly stressed.
Now, if you think you've got, you know, weird things are happening there, so, and you might get a letter saying, oh, thanks for changing your service provider, or thanks for changing your information to online or something. I believe you've got a service called ID Care.
ID Care is not part of the ACCC, but it's an independent agency which is funding that does absolutely fantastic work helping people unravel identity theft. They have both a good website and they have staff who take calls, who are just wonderful people who know this inside out, and a lot of them have psychology training as well. So they, you know, they can help you emotionally as well, I think. And it is a long and complex process unwinding identity theft, but they just have such valuable information to help you and help you take you through the steps of how to go about it. I can't recommend them highly enough. For anybody who does need to call them, their number is 1-300-432-273. Otherwise, look for their website. But I should say, if you've given away personal banking information or super information, the first thing you should do is contact your bank, contact your super fund, then I would call ID Care.
Yep, do that if it's happened to you. Deputy Chair of the ACCC, Delia Rickard, giving us the lowdown on those tricky scammers. Go to scamwatch.gov.au as well and find out a lot more about how to use that. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to On The Money throughout Australia on the Community Radio Network.